That's it back to the Mendenhall's jungle. Mark Wilson and Gary Schofield are still there for us this afternoon. Gentlemen, I guess a fitting end to the season for Catherine because they scored loads of points as we expect them to do all the time.
Yeah, sorry, I was just looking at John Wells there, Rich, sorry, because they're just announcing obviously the players that are leaving here. I'll tell you what, credit to the Cast fans here, Rich. There's not one of them got home, Scott, yes?
No, rightly so, let's say, they're just showing the respect what they have for the players themselves, you know, and I think there's four players leaving, they're not just Luke Dauber, another three players as well who are going on to pass his new or retiring. So, yeah, it just shows the respect the Cast for supporters have for the players.
Does indeed. So, sorry, Rich, I didn't answer your question because I didn't quite catch it.
No, sorry, I was just asking that Castleford playing in the style we expect on the final game of the season and scoring as many points as we expected.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I've scored some great tries today. Luke Dawn obviously got the first one. Solomon got the hat-trick. And so tries as well for Ben Crooks, Matt Cook and Paul McShane. And we're just hearing now from the players. Lee Jewett spoke to him earlier. He's going down under at the end of the season. He's out there with his young family as well. And they're going for a walk around the pitch here. So it's quite interesting, this one. Lee Jewett's been a good servant for the Tigers, hasn't he?
Oh, he has.
Powell brought him in.
Yeah, and I say, did they bring him over from France, didn't they? And yeah, he gave him an opportunity. And I say, it's just, you know, the coach, what Darryl Powell's is, you know, he gets the best out of the players, he lets them play and express themselves, and, you know, they play to a team formula what he likes, and he gets the best out of his players there. Yeah, he's been a good servant as ever.
Yes, indeed. He's one that is moving on. He's got that knee problem, he said he's near his fitness. But going back to Cascoy, they've been outstanding, haven't they? Play some great rugby. You know, we do criticise some of the teams at the top, if you like, for the way that they play rugby. Darryl Powell's got the blueprint right here, hasn't he? Yeah, they need to work on the defence, he knows that. But their tack-wise, there's not too many better than this lot.
There's Emma Warrington, they're entertainers in Super League. We've said it, you know, many, many times this year. And I think, you know, when you mention, yeah, Casper at times defensively, but it's just the consistency, you know, and if they could get that consistency there, and, you know, they've lost the sides, as I've mentioned, you know, before in Salford, Ulkiara, Widnes, and before the season started, Dallin would have had that short term as 2 points here, certainly at home. So, yeah, they are the entertainers in Warrington. The players will play for Darryl Powell, and he loves being here.
Lee Jewett getting a tremendous ovation from the Castleford Tigers fans inside the ground here at the Mendenhall's jungle.
I tell you what, Jewett's getting this. What's Luke Dawn going to get? Eh? What is Luke? I tell you, they'll be here while Thursday. If he's got a flight booked on Tuesday, he's not going. They're still going to be applauding him.
We're going to hear from Darryl Powell. We'll try and hear this one as well, Rich, if we can, here on Radio Yorkshire. We'll try and hear from Darryl Powell as Matt Horton tries to climb over the press bench, nearly breaks his leg. Let's hear from Darryl Powell now.
I think the first thing, the facts are, the Casper Tigers have confirmed fifth place. Is that something? Is that something that pleases you, or is there a hint of frustration there?
I think if you look at the last 3 years, we've been fourth, fifth, and fifth. So for us now, we're sat right on the precipice, I think, of something special at the club. This year's been unbelievably tough for all sorts of reasons. You look at the injuries. It's been incredible, really. The players that have had to dig in and be out there every single week because of the injury list. I think it's been a phenomenal achievement for us to finish with. The thing for us now is we're pleased. I think it's been a great achievement, but we're about more than that now. We're about rising and aiming for something special.
I think that was actually echoing. We did the 8 minutes today, go down to 12 men. But there's an expectation now at this club that perhaps hasn't been in previous years, an expectation from within and an expectation from the terraces as well, that you're actually going to kick on and show that resilience and put games to bed in a way that perhaps you didn't do in previous years. But also, I'm going to put it to you in a much more exciting way. This is one of the best clubs to watch in Super League. That's down to large part. I can say this with some degree of authority. I have to watch it at a hell of a lot of games. This is a flamboyant, classy cast that we haven't seen for some years.
Oh yeah, and we're proud of that. I think, you know, that comes down to, well, there's a philosophy, but there's a group of players who deliver what you're talking about. Their special skill sets. We've got a lot of high quality players who buy into the way that we play. I mean, the key thing for us now is moving forward, we've got to defend better. You know, we just have to, and that's got to be a key target for us next year. If we get that, what kind of a force will we be? You know, we'll be something special, and that's what we're aiming for. And everybody here really appreciated your support this year. It's been incredible once again, home and away, so thanks very much. It's been awesome.
Like you said there, Scully, if we get the defence right, how good are they going to be?
Oh, absolutely, because they'll always score points against you. So, yeah, from the defence, just again, that consistency. And, you know, if players do have that mentality where, OK, we're only playing, you know, we've got Salford here or, say, Hull KR or Widnes, then it's quite clear they've got to have the sort of mental attitude that they're playing, you know, Wigan, Saints, Warrington, Hull every week.
I'd just like to say the guys that are leaving, thank you very much for what you've done. Everybody's been 100% committed behind us. Obviously, Darnie's been here a while, and I know you're going to say a special thank you to him. Just the way that he's been in our attacking game has been such a key component. The challenge for us is make sure that we look as good, if not better, if we can do that next year. But for the message for me is we wanted to go out today, and we did in some part, leave a message for what we're going to become next year. And I think we've started to do that in the Super 8. We've won 5 out of 7 and just lost to Warrington in the last seconds. The message is we're going to be better next year. We're going to be going after every single team we play against. But we know with your support, we've got a great chance of achieving something special. Thanks again. Cheers.
Great ovation for Darryl Powell, and rightly so, the Castleford Tigers leader who has led this team through some terrible injury problems this season.
I think the fans certainly appreciate that.
And I think now we might get to hear from Luke Dawn.
One more interview now.
Here we go then.
And I'm going to ask the Castleford Tigers captain for the day, the fullback Luke Dawn, to take a step forward and have a little chat with him.
Jenny nearly got me before the game. I nearly broke down then, but I managed to keep it together. But I'm sure it'll come out at some point. It's just the love and support I've got from all of you guys and everybody in rugby league is truly overwhelming.
Super League history in terms of tries scored. 182 tries in 278 appearances, and some real numbers here that have made everybody, including myself, unknowingly my partner at times. That must be something that will maybe not sink in just yet, but something you can reflect on in months to come and be incredibly proud.
Definitely, yeah. It's something I'm extremely proud of, is the scoring the tries. And you know, my trophy cabinet's not exactly bursting at the seams. To have that to my name is something I'm really proud of. And I've played with some great players over the years that have allowed me to score some of the easiest tries you'll ever see. So a lot of it goes to the teammates and they've looked after me. But yeah, in a few years' time and down the track, it's something I'll be able to talk about after a few beers with a few blokes. I'm sure it'll swell to maybe 250, 300 tries. But yeah, it'll be a good story to tell.
Before we say our official cheerio to the fans here who stayed behind very graciously to listen to you talk, just a word on this team this season, because I think what the idea we've been given from Darryl and talking to Lee as well and quite a few players in the build-up to today's game, that this has been some achievement in 2016.
It's incredible. I've said to the boys before the game, I have for the last few weeks, that I've played in some adversity with some tough groups, and this is probably the toughest group I've played with. We've been back to the wall and down on troops, and I've never really witnessed anything like it in our sport. And the way that we've played and guys have stepped up, young guys have played, It is truly a phenomenal achievement that we've been able to finish fifth. And, you know, we've been building for the last 7 weeks for next year, and it puts us in great stead for the future.
And you'll be watching, I'm sure, as a very, very interesting spectator in 2017 and beyond. Luke, I'm not going to ask you to say much more, and I want you to really be able to soak up what's going to happen next, because I'm going to ask everybody, every single person in this stadium to show their appreciation, I think, for one of the best guys, not just players, but the best blokes that's playing this sport. Luke Law.
I think that about says it all, doesn't it, Scotty? Tremendous ovation. Like I said, no one has left the ground in a Castleford shirt today. Everybody is still inside the ground here at the Menderhost Jungle. Luke Dawn waving goodbye to the Weldon Road End for the last time here. It's an emotional occasion. It's a fitting tribute to a man who has been a fantastic player here and wherever else he's been, quite honestly, Scoey. And you know what, sometimes good guys get what they deserve, and it's a fitting send-off.
Absolutely. And also as well, Matt, the great thing for Luke Dawn is he's finished on his terms, hasn't he? You know, he's not been forced by injury, or he's not been forced, well, OK, yeah, I'm not enjoying this. He's been outstanding this year. He's not injured. Okay, he's gone out on his terms. So as a sportsman, that's really what you're looking for. And you've just heard the respect what the Castleford fans here think of Luke Dawn.
They do indeed. Nice way to end the season, I think, Richard.
Yeah, I just want to ask about two games before I let you go. Yep. First of all, Friday's between Hull and Warrington. We were all there. Well-deserved win from Warrington. Have the wheels fallen off the whole bus after Wembley, as many suspected they may be?
Yes, they have indeed, Richie. And say, take nothing away from Warrington. They were outstanding. And I say, certainly that forward pack and Chris Hill, you know, and even Aston Sings at the time, I'm not really impressed with Aston, but he was outstanding. Even all the forward pack. The way that Rashford and certainly Declan Patton got them around the park, and the finishing skills of Tom Lyman. Again, Warrington are just like cats out of the entertainers. And, you know, they fully justified that victory on Friday night. And Hull, well, yeah, the wheels have fallen off. And, you know, it doesn't give me any joy in saying this, but I've said it in my column tomorrow, Wigan are going to batter Hull on Friday night, and unfortunately the Black and Whites, they're not going to Old Trafford for mine.
So the other game to talk about then, Mark, is the one yesterday, Hull KR losing to the Huddersfield Giants. Salford obviously had an easier test today at Batley, but that's going to be a hell of a scrap next Saturday afternoon. Who do we think of the three of the three of us, who do we think will stay up?
Well, I'll tell you, the way my tipping's going at the minute, Rick, okay. I think whoever I pick will
go for the
lose.
Draw.
But I'm serious, I think Hull KR are bust mentally. I think they've gone. I think Salford will go there and win. I really do.
Well, to be honest with you, Mark, and I say, I thought Batley had been Salford, the way that the Mounties there, and obviously Salford have done a job. So, and Salford today, they've gone about the business pretty quietly. They've got that result, got that confidence booster. I'll tell you what, Mark, I've got to agree with you. I reckon Salford will beat Ulkeston Rovers next Saturday.
Having seen the game yesterday, I'm going to have to agree with you, I'm afraid. Unless Terry Campese plays like he did the previous 2 weeks, because he wasn't in the game yesterday. It was a game where they could have gone on to win, especially when they came back in the second half.
Rich, you know what? Do you know what a big thing for Ulkeston Rovers this week is? Do they bring Albert Kelly back?
Well,
Mark, do they bring Albert? I'll tell you what, Mr. Needy.
I'll go the other way. If you're Albert Kelly, what do you say if they ask you to come back?
Well, yeah, I guess it will. Yeah,
I know what my answer would be, and it won't be getting broadcast quite, now.
But at the end of the day, he's still a contracted player. He'll still be being
paid. He's a contracted player last week.
I know exactly where you're coming from. He's a contracted player, but I'll tell you what, they need Albert Kelly, because I say Campese is only playing on one leg, one arm, and whatever. Simple as that. So this is in fact here. Do Ulkeston Rovers bring Albert Kelly back, and then see what happens?
Well, I'll ask the question then. This is a question. It's a white elephant in the room in the rugby league world. No one asks it. When is this peacock experiment going to be measured as to whether it's worked or not? Is it them staying in the Super League and facing another battle in the bottom four next year? Is the Emperor's New Clothes for me? I'm not sure what they're trying to do.
Mark,
in my eyes,
Mark,
they've gone backwards.
Well, it's quite simple. Look, yeah, they are a bottom four club. Simple as that. They're going nowhere.
Go on,
they are going nowhere.
Mark, we are the only people willing to say, because the others aren't willing to say it, he is irrelevant. He is completely irrelevant in this whole Kingston Rovers side. Their pack is okay. He's not going to spin out a 40-yard miracle pass or kick 20 40-20s a game that wins them the matches that they need to do so, is he? No. He comes on for 10 minutes, runs a bit, goes back off.
Yeah, mate, well, I've not seen him play, so I can't comment on how he's played, but I've not heard any rave reviews
about
him.
I'm not saying he's playing terribly. I'm not saying he's costing them games.
I've not heard any rave reviews, but he's not come in and won them games either, has he? And I just look at it. I look at it and think, what are they trying to do there? I hear some of the deals that have been done from very, very good sources next season, and they are not going to make Hull Kingston Rovers a better team. I'll tell you that now. And you think the likes of Kelly going to go, and whatever you think about Albert Kelly on or off the pitch, he wins your game. He'll win you so many games this season. You've got to replace him. And they've got too many people on too much money that are not earning that money. Simple. They need an overhaul. They need an overhaul. And they're desperate to stay up. But you know what? Everyone's written Salford off. I think Salford will go there and win.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. OKR next year, they are getting an overhaul. But they're getting an overhaul with very, very average players. You know, we've heard who they have signed. They are nowhere made going to make Hull Rovers a better team.
Well, gents, there's no way we can compete with Neil Diamond. So we'll leave it there. And a busy night tomorrow, and a show well worth looking forward to, Mark.
Yeah, we've got the guys in from State of Mind. We're talking all about drugs in rugby league, the painkillers and all that, the you know, the prescription drugs. We're going to be talking about that. I'll tell you what, there'll be some stories tomorrow night. I'll make your hair curl. It's a big, big epidemic in our sport. That's from one of the leading doctors in the sport. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow night, and we're going to be building up to the semi-finals as well. Set for a cracking show. 6 to 8 on Radio Yorkshire. Scully's just going to give us a quick verse before we go.
A word so good. Oh, what a great atmosphere at Castle. We game. Deep, deep, deep.
We're just a bit too far away from the bar. That's the only problem. Right, Richard, on that note, we're off to the bar. We'll catch you later.
Gents, we'll see you tomorrow. Matt Wilson and Gary Selfie there live. And a lively and happy Menderhoes Jungle. It's nice to, as we approach the end of the season, end this run on a happy note.